Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheaper Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city of sunshine. Palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, what a beautiful day we have today. Wish you were here, you. And I just want to send greetings to each one of you, and I want to send you lots of love and hugs, because I thank God for you, and you. Those of you that are praying for me, listen, your prayers have reached me. Yes, they have. I had been, you know, kind of suffering a little bit with my heart, problem with my heart. But, you know, I feel better today, and I got all that, you know, that injecting thing and looking up in your heart and all that good stuff. That's enough to drive you crazy by itself, the test, you know. But I feel much better today. Thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for you, and you that have been praying for me. Yes, I know you have. I feel them. Yes, I do. And I just wanted to let you know, if you were close by, I'd give you a great big hug. Yes, I would. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. So, Miss Diane, give me a hug. Okay. Praise God. Amen, amen. We thank God again. You know, I told you, when we pray one for another, something gets done, don't it? Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Things get done. So we just thank God right now for all that he's doing, because I know he's doing something for you. You can just let me know, 347-857-3925. I know a lot of people, but they're so private, they don't want you to know, they don't want nobody to know. Listen, when I need prayer, I don't care what you know, because you need to be specific about what you need God to do. And we are praying together because the scripture says two of us agree is touching anything. Now, the anything is we don't know what the thing is. Okay, and we need to know. We need to know sometimes. Sometimes it's okay not to, you know, just, you know, maybe on a real personal note. You know, you might don't want your personal note, whatever that is. But like you sinning or something, that's personal. Praise God. Amen. You don't want nobody to know them sins you committing. But, you know, anything else, it's okay, because we pray specific for specific things and facing you, that you are facing. We like to tell you about them, tell God about them, and we agree together here, and you agree there, and we get something done every time. Oh, my God, I'm so glad God made it like that, that we pray one for another. Why you pray for one another? Because you love each other. You love me, I love you, we love them and they. Praise God. My. So today, we have a prayer that, a request that went out for Brother Mike Atkins. We were praying for his kids, their kids, he and his wife's kids. We were praying for them because the two of them was at the hospital at the same time, and God raised them up. Now the father has been in a terrible accident, very bad accident. Okay, I think he broke his back or something, broke in the back, somewhere like that. I forgot everything. So much was broken and messed up. And also, but we're going to pray for him today. you know, that's a special prayer. Now, I haven't talked to him, but Bishop has talked to the wife, okay, and she's distraught right about now. She was distraught with the kids, now she's distraught with her husband, okay? So she need prayer, okay, too. Don't you forget to pray for her. I don't know her first name. Just say Miss Atkins, that's all. That's good enough. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you for another day. Father God, an opportunity to help someone. Lord, we thank you. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch a Mike Atkins, Father, wherever he is today, right now at this hour. Touch him, God. And Father God, we ask you to touch his wife also, right now, in the name of Jesus. We know nothing is too hard for you. Lord God, touch his mind that he may understand that when he was in a dilemma once before, you rescued him. Now, Father, we are at these crossroads again in his life, a little bit worse than they were before. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you. Speak to his heart and his mind. Let him know that if he reach out to you right now, Father God, you will do something for him. In the mighty name of Jesus and his family, Lord, rescue the perishing in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to continue to touch Viola, Lord, who had a vein in her brain that had collapsed. We ask you to touch her right now, Father God, for nothing is too hard for you, God. Oh, God, you can raise her up right now where she is, God. Make her every whit whole in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father, we ask you to touch Rachel, Lord, for strength, God. We thank you for touching her right now in Jesus' name. Lord, continue to touch Jake, Lord, that has been having a few problems, God, with kidneys and his liver and his pancreas. And, Lord, he needs help right now, God. He had all types of problems there, Father. He needs you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, look on Jake. Stop by and touch him right now. Let him know that you are a real God. You're not a fake God, and Lord God, and you're not a figment of nobody's imagination, but you are the true and living God. Father, we ask you to touch and deliver in Jesus' name. Father God, touch all the little children today, God, those in school, Lord, and we trust that you help them through their test that they had to take, God, this week. Father God, and whenever Samoa had to take tests also, we ask you to touch them right now, God. Lord God, let our children, God, come forth, God. They are the future church. Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy on them today, God. Oh, Lord, these tests, every year they make them harder and harder. You know, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, let them give them something that they can handle, God, with a little challenge, but don't try to make them college students and they just in elementary school. Father, in the name of Jesus, have mercy right now. Touch your pastors all over that are going through thick and thin, going through all kind of trials and tribulations, Father. And we, Lord, want to thank you for the progress that Bishop Timmy is going through, God, from his recovery. Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue to bring him, Lord, complete recovery today in Jesus' name, that he may go forth, come back preaching like a man from another world. Father, we thank you for it today in Jesus' name, because you are wonderful, God, and you can do it, God. It's like he ain't never went through nothing. God, I know you can do it. You did it for me, and I feel so much better today myself. You know, yes, yes, I was about to go in. I tell you, you know, God has done some good things for me this week. My son went in and he was sick also. My young youngest one, and he had, he was buckets of blood was coming out his nose and his mouth and just coming from all over. And he wouldn't never stop. He went through the night and got up the next day. I guess he still was bleeding. And so they took him to the hospital, and something had busted up in his head, and it's kind of in the round up in his head, round the top of his nose or something had bust. He blew his nose too hard. You ever heard of that, have you? Well, he was looked like he thought he was leaving, and we thought he was leaving here too. But when we prayed and prayed, and we had everybody we know to pray for him, yes, we did, including prayer cloths. We had everything. You hear what I'm saying? And God delivered him. And let me tell y'all something. Sunday morning, he was in church teaching his Sunday school class and looked like ain't nothing at all happened to him at all. I mean, he was smiling and he looked better than he did before. Praise God. God had touched him. I'm telling you, God has been working in my life this week. Yes, every time the enemy come in and try to destroy me or him or my other son, you know, he tried to touch what God has ordained. You know, he tried to destroy it. But the devil is a liar. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And that is it today. Glory to God. If you don't ever get another word, don't care how the devil, you know, we've been talking about that shelter in the storm, you know. And let me tell you, honey, God has been moving in my life. Uh-huh, yes, indeed. You know, with all of that, you know, you could have wondered when so much stuff happened, it works on your heart, and people don't realize it, and you don't even realize it. You think you well, everything is fine, you know, and half of the time you finna drop dead yourself. You see what I'm saying? We underestimate what happens to the devil because he's so slick. He sneaks up on you with things, you know, and you'll say, oh, ain't nothing wrong. I'm fine. It's a pass. This pass. Instead of checking it out so you know what to pray for. You see what I'm saying? Because I had to check it out, my heart out. I had to check my heart out. It was doing some funny things, you know. And I'm still preaching. Y'all heard me. I didn't stop now just because that was going. Wouldn't you rather, if I'm going to die, I want to die doing the work of God. You see what I'm saying? I know you don't like my logic, but listen here. I love my God. You know, I love Jesus. I love everything that he has me to do. And when I go through, I go through. I told you, I practice what I preach. I go through with joy, okay? I had them cracking up in there with the machines all attached up to me. I kept something going, you know. I had to stop because I started laughing myself, and then the machine wasn't going to get a good reading. You know, but I had to crack it up, and one woman said, I recognize you from the other doctor's office. I said, okay, all right, where? Oh, yeah, over there. Yeah, you still doing the same thing? I said, I sure am. I'm praising God, and, you know, hey, just because a little something go wrong with the body don't mean I have to stop praising God. Did you get the picture today, what I'm trying to say? I tell you what works. It will work. Instead of you crying, murmuring, complaining, and fussing and cussing and carrying on like somebody mad, let me tell you one thing. You ought to praise God. My God, my God. Let me tell you, that don't mean the devil ain't going to work now. Now, the more you praise God, he going to come against you to try to make you take it back. But you tell him, stand firm. You stand on your 2 feet firm and you say, I will not be moved, devil. You are lying, the truth ain't in you. God came that I may have life and that more abundantly. And I'm going to have it too. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. You say, why are you crying? Hey, because, listen, I just went through some tough things these last couple of weeks, you know. When you can't hardly move your whole body, you know, you're going through some stuff, you know. Uh-huh, because I'm an active person, and I don't like no nothing stopping me. You say, well, what you going to do about the devil? I'm going to put him on the run. Get away from me. Release me. You know Elvis Presley, wouldn't that Elvis Presley sing song, release me and let me go? Hallelujah, release me and let me go. My. I better give you a little wisdom word today. Let me give you the wisdom word, because I'm getting excited because of what God is doing in this house. If you know how sick I was yesterday, good Lord, I tell you, I wasn't no good for myself at Holly yesterday. But today I'm back on track.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen, too? I don't care what you're going through. Can you say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You ought to praise him right now. I'm going to give you that word. Yes, I am. All right, all right. Listen here. You hear the inward call to newness of life in the resurrection time. Let us heed it and rise to higher planes of being. Simple. You hear the inward call to newness of life in the resurrection time. Let us heed it and rise to higher plane of being. Ah, you got to get on higher ground today. Hallelujah. Huh? Standing on higher ground. Oh, my Lord have mercy. Ain't it good to serve a God that's mindful of his children? Huh? Let me tell you one thing. God is always mindful of his children. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Y'all, excuse me. Praise God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And you know, the devil get in anything you do. So don't think you exempt. I'm not exempt. You not exempt. And the preacher ain't exempt. And the apostle ain't exempt. The bishop ain't exempt. Everybody have troubles. Okay? Come in their life, but then how do you react to your trouble? How do you deal with your trouble? Are you angry with somebody? Are you mad with somebody? Do you think, you know, some people got cussing spirits too. But listen, it depends on how you, who you going to cuss at? Nobody but yourself. All you're doing is doing what to yourself, you know. God got ways in this Bible for you to be delivered. That is, if you want to be. Now, if you want to stay in the valley of decision where you never come to make a choice, you're always living on the edge of hell, you know, do you want to constantly live on the edge of hell? I hope you don't. My, God has made a way for you. He has all kind of shelters in the times of whatever storm come in your life. Whatever name you name the storm, we was telling you about this last week. God has a way for you. He already made the way. You do not have to stay cooped up in the storm shelter. You can get out and see the sun. You can get out and reach up and touch the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? You can do that today, you know. And I just want to encourage you and you that's going through something, you know, and you mad with the world because it's happening to me. Well, what you getting mad with the world? The world didn't do it. Get mad with the devil. He the one that's doing it. Hey, get mad and start saying, all right, devil, get out of my life. And you get very, you know, aggressive about that thing. You become a rebel now. You know, I ain't taking this. You see, that's what you get to do with the devil. But no, you want to do God like that.
Yeah.
You want to make God pay for what the devil doing. Then you want to tell everybody else is doing it, but you ain't. You see what I'm saying? It's your choice, okay? Your choice to come out of darkness into light. Your choice to be made whole right now. You make that choice. You want to stay angry and sick. You want to keep sinning, and you keep dying every minute. And it could be a whole boatload of prayer warriors. They can't get you out because you don't want to get out. That's it. Hello. You know, I've been saying that so many years now, and it looks like somebody ought to believe it. Praise God, because I had to believe these things for myself when I was in ignorance. I had to believe all this, you know. Now, let's go into scripture. You know, we'll jump around a little bit and talk to you about this here. Listen what the Lord even said, even in Genesis, and just a little bit of what he said. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I don't believe I am, but, you know, I don't know how the Lord will lead. But it says, we're going to start at the 14th verse of the 28th chapter of Genesis, and he say, "And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now, this is what God was telling Jacob. Okay, this is what he was telling Jacob. Now, Jacob is running, and you know, he's out there under the stars and everything, and this is where he is, and he done got night, and he done built a little shelter for himself, made himself a little pillow, and lay down and rest himself after running, because his brother done put him on the chase, you know, about meaningless things. I call it meaningless things when you do dirt and you hide your hand, and then when the devil start at you, now you're mad with the world. You want to kill the whole world, you see, and everything. This is the way of the human today. I don't know why I see so many do this today, and it doesn't make sense to me, because if you made the mess, why you want to involve everybody else in your mess? This is my thing, and I know I get, you know, a lot of static, and people, you know, get crazy with me about it, and you know, and everything, but it's okay. It must be you if you mad. Okay, so why get mad if it's, you got the truth? Okay, why are you going to get mad about the truth? You doing it, why are you getting mad about the truth? Okay, am I lying? You should say, am I lying? You know, can you truthfully say, yeah, you lying? And then you be lying. Boy, a whole lot of lying going on then, ain't it? My God, my God. You know, people are funny today. People twist everything, turning around, you know, because when you're lying, you got to turn every lie upside down to keep on lying. This is what people do. And the thing is, people know people lie, and then they don't want to admit that the people are lying to them, because now they are believing a lie. Do that make sense to you? Hello, somebody. So now we got a whole room full of lies. Okay? You see how the beat goes on? The enemy has always found a way to twist God's word. Always, see? And make themselves look good. This is the way that the devil works. I've been trying to tell you that so you could know how to stay out of harm's way. Okay? And know that God has made a provision for you. Let's keep reading. This is what I want you to hear. "And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest." If I don't say another word today, "Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." He going to keep his word. You hear what I'm saying? If I never say another word, you never hear me say another word, let me tell you, God going to keep his word. Now, he said, whatever man sow, that is what he's going to reap. Now, if you sow some evilness and wickedness and bad stuff, you will reap the same thing. I'm going to keep reading and show you, I'm going to show you how, just how it works. This is where it goes. okay? He said that whatever I have said, whatever I've spoken, he's going to do. That's all he's trying to tell you, huh? He with you, huh? Wherever you go, he's with you. Don't care what kind of place you're going, he's with you. If you go through all kind of storms and pain and agonies and what have you, God be with you. But how come you don't know God is with you? Because you keep trying to look to man to bring you out. Man cannot bring you out. Only God can bring you out. Only God can deliver you. See? And he promised that he would. He said, I will not leave thee. Now, I love to hold on to that. Because every time the enemy try to fight me through anything, be it the people turn against me, be it my body gets in pain, or I may not have a dime to my name, whatever the case may be, or my children may be going through, getting pain, or something going on, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. He said he's going to be with me. I hang on to that word, and you need to hang on to that word, too, because that's your shelter when them storms get to coming. Huh? That is what you hold on to, the word of the living God that God had promised you. Hmm? He said, I'm going to keep you. Now, you say, well, that ain't keeping me if I'm in pain. That ain't keeping me if I'm going through trials and tribulation. He didn't tell you what condition you would be in. He said he's going to still be there. Huh? And if you know how to lean on him, depend on him, and call on him, whoo, hallelujah, God will be right there with you every time. See, didn't he tell you, what did he tell you? He said he wasn't no God of fear, huh? Of sound mind and love. That's what he is the God of. He gave that to you. Do you hear what I'm saying? He said for you, you don't fear what man do to you. You don't fear what can happen unto you. You only thing you got to fear is God, who can do what kill your body and your soul. You won't have nothing to lean on there. Do you get the picture? That's the way it goes. So what you going to accept? Huh? You going to accept a man that's weak? Huh? Are you going to accept them for God? They're not your God. They're not a God. Hmm? Your husband ain't a God. Your wife ain't no God. Your sister, your brother, your uncle, your aunt, your sons, your daughters, your dog, your cat. They're not your God. But you put them in the place of God. But you cannot see the God sent man or woman that God sent to you to help you. Now, why is that? Hmm? Because you're so busy building an image of God in your mind. You're building that image of God that you want to be a real person with 2 feet and 2 legs that you can touch and handle. See, but I'd rather have the God of the heavens and the earth, the God that made man, made everything in the earth and made the earth. I'd rather believe that God. I'm not going to put no other man, see. I'm not putting dictators. I'm not putting presidents. I'm not putting all these people ahead of God. It can cost you a lot. It can cost you your life almost. But could you still say you're going to stand for God? Huh? If it come down to that, would you? Think about Jacob up here having he's having a time. And what did he do? He seen a vision. He went to sleep, had a dream, seen a vision. That's all he did, seen that. And then when he got out of it, he made God a promise. He made God a promise when he came out of that. He say, oh, man, I didn't know God was here, but now I know it. Do you know it yet? Do you know where God is in you? Do you know where God is when he sends somebody to help you? Do you know the difference? Ah, so many people don't know the difference today. When God sends somebody to help you and you, how you call it, ratty against them? Huh? What are you doing? You're fighting God. Huh? You're fighting God, and he's getting ready to leave you. See? But what you going to do now? Turn around now. Turn around. It's time to turn around. You or you. It's time to turn around and know who's in your midst. Know who God has sent to you. Know that God has sent you help. Somebody to help you in whatever way you need help. And I don't know how you need help, but all I know is God sent people to help you. It's like somebody was telling this story. I don't know if it's a real story or not, but they was telling about the man that his house was in the flood and he ran to the top of the roof. Okay, and a man, somebody come by in the boat and told him, come on, jump in. He said, no, I'm away. He said, what you waiting? I'm waiting for God. Then somebody else came by and told him, come on, get in. You know, he was trying to rescue. So that went on about two or three times, and so he died. Yep, he died, and he asked God. He said, why you didn't rescue me? I was waiting for you. He said, I did, but you didn't see it. Mm-hmm. See? You didn't take the hand that God dealt you. You see how people do? I mean, you see that all over the world. People do the same stuff. And folks try to help you. Folks are trying, the ones you want to look at, you know, I see people so busy talking about, well, I don't believe God called no woman. Huh? Well, you better hear somebody. And if it's a woman, hear the woman. Huh? Because that's who God sent to you. Just because you don't want to hear one and you have now the opportunity to make a choice whether you're going to accept the word of God from whoever God sent or you're going to die without a word. Now what you going to do? You see what I'm saying, how we do? God send you help. He told you, he said, I will watch over you wherever you go. Now, you are prejudiced. You want who you want when you want them. But God don't work like that. God send you the least person you expect. Or he may send you somebody you just don't like. And that's the one that he sent to help you. Huh? And when you refuse the person that God sent, that means you refusing God. Hello, somebody. See? You refusing God. And then you tell me, oh, I love God and I know. Listen, Jacob, he made a vow. After he found out that God was in that place where he was, he was convinced. Now, at first he wasn't convinced. I know sometimes you're not convinced when you're going through so much heartache, trouble, trials, and all this good stuff you're going through. But you know what? When is there going to be the time that you do know that God is with you? Are you going to let the naysayers convince you that there is no God? That they are your God? They are the only one can help you? God got plenty of people, men, women, boys, and girls, that can help you. You get it today. But you want to refuse what God sent to get some old straggler out there that don't know beans. Okay? This is what we do. And then when we get down the road, oh, my God, there was an angel of God. Uh-oh, you missed it. I don't know when the next blessing going to come by. You're going to have to stay in the storm a little bit longer. Then you're going to look for Joe Lagon to sing you a song. I've been in the storm too long. You know, you're going to start singing that song. That's what you're going to start doing. Mm-hmm. And nobody will hear you. There's not a boat coming by to rescue you. Huh? You see? Because when God sends somebody, you want to do what? Abuse, accuse them. You ain't God. You ain't of God. You know, people say that so much. You know, isn't that tiring? Isn't that tiring? Don't you, what is happening here? You don't want to believe that God is in that person. Well, that's not for you. If you want to really know, you ask God. Say, God, is this really a person of God? And he'll let you know. Trust them. Hear what they say. I sent them. Huh? He'll speak to you and let you know. He'll speak to your heart. He'll open up your understanding to know that he sent them to help you. What you want God to come down and help you? He ain't doing that. He did what he was going to do on the cross. He already performed what he was going to do, and he left a promise with you that for you to accept his promise. What did we just finish reading? He'll be with you in any place you go. Wherever you go, he's going to be there. And he going to do what he said he was going to do just for you. He already got a plan for you. Well, what happened? Huh? You still want to look after a man. You still want to run behind, well, the people with the two legs. You still running behind all that. And that's what you want to believe in. Because Joe Blow told you something, you going to believe it. It ain't always true. People lie. And listen, a liar don't change. Huh? If he is a chronic liar or she is a chronic liar, she is still a chronic liar, and he's convincing, he or she is very convincing because you still believe in him. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, now, let's go on listen a little bit further. Let's look at that. No, I didn't want that verse, but I'm going to find another verse I wanted to read just for you. Let me tell you, you got to know how to do what? Have self-control. And if you don't practice it, you'll never get it. You don't discipline yourself. Listen now, discipline yourself. You'll never be rescued, okay? Because you're not a disciplined person. Who's going to come help you? You're very undisciplined. Nobody can tell you anything. You're always self-indulging. You hear me say? Self-indulging, okay? Whatever please you, whatever make you happy, this is what you do, this is what you say, this is what you tell. You see what I'm talking about? Y'all ain't get the picture yet, huh? We trying to keep you safe in his arms, and the word trying to keep you safe in his arms. God, I told you, God already got a plan for you. I'm just doing what? Executing the plan that you may understand that it's yours, it belongs to you. But unless you make a choice to accept it, ain't nothing happening. That's all I can tell you. Not a thing is happening. And you know what? I like what Paul said First Corinthians. Yeah, I think it's First Corinthians. This is what he said. He said, the ninth chapter, he said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Least that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. If you don't watch out, you're going to be in hell. Oh, yeah. If you don't watch out, even the preacher got to watch out. See, you all figure, well, they preach the gospel and they're exempt. They're not exempt. They have to keep their bodies and minds and spirit in under subjection to the word of God. The Holy Ghost is what's in control. Do you get the picture? The Holy Ghost is what's in control. You're not in control. You need to learn how to deny yourself. Now let me say this. The devil going to always put on the tip of your tongue how to cuss. Do you have to let him use your tongue? Huh? Come on now. Think about it. You allow him to use your tongue because you will not deny the emotion that rises up in you to be angry and to just lay somebody out. So he always work on stuff like that in man's person. He works on that. The anger. He works on it. You know, he works on it. And some people just angry about everything. Nothing satisfies them. Doesn't make them happy. You can go the way they say they think they want you to go, and they still ain't happy. You see, people are like that. That's that human nature. But see, when you let God control these things in your life and you work with what you got, the Word of God, that's all you got, work with the Word of God, you can bring yourself under subjection to that Word. You see what I'm saying? Now, I ain't going to say it's going to be easy because you're going to have to practice this. Okay, because you've been saying what you want to say and cussing like they say, like a sailor. How do a sailor cuss, really? I really don't know. But anyway, we have to stop saying these things we don't know nothing about. But anyway, praise God. You all around cussing. You ain't cursing nobody because nobody can curse anybody but God. But you cussing, making all these foul words, calling people bad names, wicked, evil names, and what have you. Because you're an emotional person. And when you become an emotional person, these things just come out and you don't have no control of them. See? But you're forgetting things, huh? You're forgetting things, huh? There is tough times in the world. They're going to be tough times. And what is God looking for? Tough people. Tough people. Hear me now. Tough people. Did you get that? That's what he's looking for, tough people. And don't you want to be tough? Tell me something. I know you want to be tough. Don't you want to be tough? Ask God to toughen you up. Toughen you up. Let me read something else in Romans right quick. This is what Paul said. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. Now, the word infirmity of your flesh. So your flesh is sick.
Yeah.
Huh? It's sick. For as you have yielded your members servant to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so, now listen to the even so now yield your member servants to righteousness unto holiness. Why? You make the choice. Huh? Come on now. Self-control. Self-denial. You deny a lot of things that otherwise you would do. Deny it. Huh? Practice denying it. Practice self-control. Do you get the picture here today? Paul was letting you know, yeah, the flesh is a mess. It's a mess. Yes, it is. And it'll get you in a mess, too. It gets you in a mess you can't get out of. Yes, it will. But what you going to do? Continue on. You know you're wrong. Ain't nobody got to tell you you're wrong. Ain't nobody tell you you should have kept that last word you spoke to yourself. Huh? You know that. And people say, well, nobody told me. Let me tell you what he said again. Paul said in Galatians. He said, fifth chapter, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but be loved by love, serve one another. Are you serving one another in love? Are you taking that God has saved you and all this, and he told me, tell the truth. Whose truth are you telling? We first got to figure out whose truth are you telling before you start telling the truth. Because the flesh could rise up, and you think you are saying the truth, and you just doing something because you want to hurt them back for something you think they done to you. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Did you get that picture? Did y'all get that? Stop depending on people and depend on God. Start depending on him. Put your confidence in him. And in Psalms he say that you not to trust in the Lord. Don't put your confidence in man. This is what he tells you to do. Trust him. Don't be putting your confidence in man. I believe them. And you ain't figured out yet. They telling you something so that you can, give them what they want. Whatever they trying to get from you. I don't know what they be trying to get. But there's people that always got a game going. You know, man, they got more games than you can shake a stick at. We'll say it in that manner, you know, that way. What you doing about that? Letting them come right in and just take over you? People do that. Weak people do that. Strong people don't do things like that. Strong people do what? Weigh every situation, see? You may think I'm weak, but I'm not weak, until we get down to it where we got to settle a few things, and then you'll find out I'm not as weak as you thought I was. You see what I'm saying? Now, if you're weak, you're going to let it all go on, aren't you? Anything is okay. It's all okay because I can do what I want to do. Is that what you say? I can do anything I feel like I want to do. Notice what you say now, that you feel like you want to do. Is that what you said? Now, you know, let me, Lord, have mercy. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know some of you wish I was still sick, don't you?
Nope, preach
on, come on. Woo, hallelujah. You know, it's nothing like getting some revelation of the word when you get sick and out, and you see the devil trying all he can to stop your progress. And then when God bring you out, you rise up and take your place in God, and you stomp him. Take your feet and put him under your feet. Stomp him and just jump up and down on his head. Mash him all the way down where he's supposed to be in hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? Cause let's see, people not going to understand you when you stand for God. Now, listen here. Tell me, think about this here. I'm going to tell you this little story here. Now, when you need help, right? Say, for instance, you broke your leg. If you break your leg, what do? They put a cast on it, right? But once that leg is ready to bear weight on it. It's done stayed in there long enough that now you make it put some weight on it, right? So now, if you're going to put some weight on it, you ain't going to keep the cast on, right? You take the cast off. You discard it. You throw it away. Because if you don't take that cast off, your leg will never regain its full strength. You know that, don't you? Now, people ain't going to go but so far. They ain't going but so far with you. Carry you but so far. Say, for instance, you need some money. Well, can I borrow so-and-so? They lend you some money, don't they? Hmm? Now, they didn't tell you they're going to take care of you the rest of your life, did they? Huh? It's time to take the cast off now. See what I'm saying? Time to take it off. Okay? Let God, remember, God is there to bring you through. He say he will be with you. He'll watch over you wherever you go, whatever place you're in. He said he'd do that. Huh? Now, somebody done carried you, helped you. They put a cask on that wound or that broken foot, arm, leg, or whatever. Time to take it off. It's time for you to get back in the swing of things. Huh? And trust God. Now you put your trust in God. That I'm standing on my own 2 feet now, God. I can swim now, Lord. See? You remember now when he told you to launch out there in the deep? Okay? Now, he didn't say whether you jump out there and dive or you get out there in a boat or you cast a net out there. So you launch out in the deep now. Now you can swim. Hmm? You done got gained enough strength to be able to come through that deep water, some problem. Hmm? And you can say, what you going to say now? Hmm? The Lord stood with me and he strengthened me. This is what Paul said. Hmm? He strengthened him. God stood with him and then he strengthened him. He didn't just stand there. He stood with him. He strengthened him to make the journey. Huh? Put your full weight on it right now. Put your full trust in me. My word. 100%. I don't want 10%. I want 100% of your trust. Huh? And I'm going to strengthen you and carry you the rest of the way. Hmm? And this is what Paul said. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. Oh, my God, huh? To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Isn't that something? Think about it. Think about you. All that you're going through. All that you do. Think about, are you doing the right thing, huh? Or are you listening to the devil? Come on now, think about it. You got yourself in trouble. How you going to wiggle out of that? Hmm? You need help to get out of that now, don't you? You need somebody to let down the rope, pull you out that well that you fell in. Ah, come on now. Hello, somebody. You need somebody to help you get out. I'm here to help you today, to pull you up to higher ground. I'm here to take you out of the darkness into the light. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. Bring you on up out of that place you in. You've been in that storm shelter so long, it's time to get out and come into the light. See the brand new light at that, light you never seen before. God waiting for you, you and you. Get out of yourself today. Come on, get out yourself. Make that choice. Make that choice. And from then on, say, I'm going to be in control of my life here, Lord, with you at the helm. Huh? I'm going to have more self-control. I'm not going to be fussing and a-cussing and a-mad and angry and complaining and everything anymore. You know, you'd be surprised how many church people do that. But they say they have faith. Hmm? even if you have faith and you find yourself doing that because you're around them kind of people, catch yourself. Say, I got control of this situation. I shall not do that. I will stand on the faith of God. Stand on faith of God. And I declare everything going to be all right. Huh? Everything going to be all right. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor could have went on ahead. You know, she was getting down this morning. So, you know, we got to come to that marvelous light, and we got to see what God has to offer for us. But first, we got to stop being so stubborn about coming. We got to stop being stubborn about these natural things. Stop being stubborn about the flesh, because the flesh going to lead us into a lot of danger anyway. So we need to come aboard and stay on the righteous side. Stay on the right side. You know what they say, stay on the right side of God. Let's stay on the right side of God. You know, because of the fact man put themselves in a lot of predicaments. You know, man do a lot of stupid things, and they say a lot of stupid things. I was telling Apostle about a commercial, and the guys, and they're trying to get money for the Atheist Society. This was on national TV. And so the man said, please send money because they need money to fight for the separation of church and state. Okay, that sounds all right. But at the end, he says, I'm a devout atheist, and I don't mind burning in hell. So I say, well, if you're an atheist, but he believe in hell. So he believe in God. You know, at the same time. So how can you be an atheist and you're going to admit you're going to burn in hell? You know, we have some stupid things come out of our mouths, but we got to listen, you know, and us on the other end, we got to listen to this stupid stuff, you know, because a lot of people going to fall for it. But if you listen to it closely, you can tell that when once the man said that, he ain't no atheist. He believe in God deep down because he believe in heaven and hell. See, so we need to come under the understanding of all these things, all these weird things that people say and do. So we need to come aboard. Come on board with Jesus. That's all I can tell you. Come on board. He helped me, and I know he can help you. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's always an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, and we had Deacon Michael. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, some awesome listening. If you would like to bless the woman of God, or you would like to even pay for the broadcast for 2 years, no donation is too small or too great. You can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donation is too small or too great, and we thank each and every one that send donations in. Know that you are blessed. God, see what you are doing. You can also visit us every Sunday at 1 p.m. or every Tuesday at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk, and that address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. It's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. So come on, let's pray one for another. tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Till then, you be blessed and hope to hear you or see you tomorrow on Love Talk Radio.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let
God.
Let him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
God.
He can handle it all.